Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be going over taking a look at the doctoral capstone end product that people will be working on. So this is a guide that you probably, if you don't have it yet, you should have. You really, and I'll get to that in a minute. Right now, the front matter is really the introduction area, and most of this is the abstract. And this is typically the last thing that you write in the proposal and then in the final document. Now, just to introduce you to the structure of the capstone, there are four sections, and in each of the sections, there are different things. And typically, I tell students that the prospectus that is approved can play as the content for some of the proposal. So now that we're done talking about the front matter, let's move to section one and see what this entails. One thing I want to note here is that the page number needs to be included. So as you're writing, this might be convenient that you copy down the page number and make sure that each one of these are accurate. You actually don't want to complete this until probably the end of the proposal, actually, because your pages might be changing as you actually write the proposal. Of course, this becomes a part of the final dissertation after you defend your proposal. So, in the introduction, describe the topic of the study, why the study needs to be conducted, and the potential positive social change implications of the study. Notice that this is very similar to some of the questions and some of the areas that you work on within the prospectus. So, a lot of this will transfer directly over to the proposal stage. Preview, and so this is actually right now what I'm showing you is the introduction. So preview major headings and subheadings of the section. Again, this is very similar to the problem statement. So section one should not take you more than a couple of days. Really, section two is more challenging than section one. So in background, briefly summarize research literature, describe a gap in knowledge, and end the section on why the study is needed. So some of these are actually a bit more developed than the prospectus. However, the structure and a lot of the writing remains the same. So then in the problem statement, state the problem, research problem, summarize evidence of consensus that the problem is current, relevant, and significant to the discipline. And then frame the problem in a way that builds upon or counters previous research findings, focusing primarily on research conducted in the last 5 years, and then a meaningful gap. You have the purpose of the study right here, and an indication that is a quantitative study. The intent is to describe or look for an association between the independent variable and the dependent variable, with controlling for not only covariates, more importantly, the confounding variables. And then explain how the field-based products resulting from the study will hold significance for policymakers, public health practitioners, and your target population. And you don't have to delve too deeply and provide details, just kind of a brief synopsis. You can explain this in more detail in section four. Here's the research questions and the null and alternative hypotheses that should be part of your prospectus already. Theoretical conceptual framework. Again, this is something that is included. Nature of study, literature review strategy, theoretical framework, and then conceptual framework, if that is different than the theoretical framework. And then literature review related to key variables and/or concepts. So you want to provide and provide an exhaustive review of the current literature that includes some of the following information. So again, notice that this is still under section one, and when you get into section two, you're actually already going into the methods section. So here are the assumptions, and this is something, the definition section, the assumptions section, scope and delimitations, limitations, significance, and summary. These areas you might have to build a bit more than what is already available. And I know I'm scrolling through this quite rapidly, and I apologize for that. I think the most important area is the literature search strategy, the theoretical framework, and then the literature review to key variables and our concepts. And then this goes into a little bit more detail about, for instance, describe studies related to the constructs of interest and chosen methodology and methods that are consistent with the scope of the study. Justify from the literature the rationale for selection of the variables or concepts. Review and synthesize studies related to the key independent, dependent, and covariate variables to produce a description and explanation of what is known about the variables and what is controversial and what remains to be studied. And then review and synthesize studies related to research questions. Then again, you have some definitions, some assumptions, scope and delimitations, limitations, and then significance. And summary or conclusion. So this is basically section one. And a lot of times, basically what I tell students is to transfer over a lot of the writing in the prospectus directly onto section one of the proposal. And you can do this by a number of ways. You can divide your section up already by having the sections divided. And I would recommend that you look at a sample DRPH, and that you can pull up under Walden Dissertations in the library. And I really recommend you going through some of these so that you can know what is something that you need to put in each of the sections. Section two is all about methodology and trying to understand the research design and data collection. I'm not going to go too much into the research design and data collection. I will say this though, we really have to be careful in selecting the parameters that will be within your study and providing a overview of what is going to be studied. So section two takes some time to write. Because there are multiple components that you have to take into consideration. And then you have threats to validity and the summary. Then you go into section three, present the results, and then in section four, you actually go ahead and include more of the findings. And this is section four, start section four here. So in summary, what you want to do is take a look at this document. Number two, you want to make sure to transfer the prospectus details onto the proposal. As you saw, most of section one is comprised of the proposal, the prospectus that you've already written. And then, what you want to do is go to the Walden Library, and I encourage you to look at several DRPH dissertations or capstone and take a look at what people have included. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.